This is continuing coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
And as far as, if you know, about how long was the ambulance on scene before it left to go to the hospital?
10 minutes, approximately.
Do you know what hospital it went to?
Good Samaritan.
And after the ambulance left and went to the hospital, where did the three women that you're talking about, being the defendant, Ms. McCabe, Ms. Roberts, where did they go?
I believe they left the scene.
So did you have any, or what, if any, conversations did you have with any of them following that?
None.
Now, as far as Ms. Reed, the defendant, is concerned, what, if anything, else did you observe as far as her saying or her demeanor or anything like that?
Just the screams and she was very distraught.
Now, at some point, did Ms. Reed sort of stay in one place, or where did Ms. Reed go sort of around the cruisers and the ambulance and all of that?
I believe she went to one of the vehicles. I don't know if it was a cruiser or one of the cars. Stay warm.
And the other two women that were with her, as far as Ms. McCabe, Ms. Roberts, were they in the same general vicinity as the defendant, or were they separated, if you recall?
I don't recall.
Now, at some point after they had left the scene, what, if anything, were you advised by your dispatch in regard to Ms. Reed?
We were dispatched that, or can't control it, advised us that she's making suicidal statements.
And so based on that, what, if anything, did you or the other officers that you were on scene with do at that point?
I don't recall exactly who, but someone had called Ms. Roberts to have Ms. Reed come back to the scene, and we Section 12 there.
And so about how much time elapsed between the time that you learned that from dispatch and the time that Ms. Reed arrives back on scene with Ms. Roberts?
5 minutes, approximately.
Now, you mentioned that there may have been other officers on scene, correct?
Yes.
So in addition to yourself and Officer Sarif, who, if anyone else from your department, arrived on scene while you were there?
Sergeant Good arrived, Sergeant Link at the time, and Lieutenant Gallagher.
And when was that in relation to when yourself and Officer Sarif arrived on scene?
Sergeant Good was there shortly after, and then Sergeant Link shortly after him, and then Lieutenant Gallagher after that.
And in total, as far as sort of the earliest to the longest, about how long was it until Lieutenant Gallagher arrived on scene?
I'd say less than 45 minutes.
And in total, how long was it that you were on scene that morning?
90 minutes to 2 hours.
And during the course of time that you were on scene, at some point, did the sun come up?
Yes.
And during the time that you were on scene, as far as the conditions, and let me ask just a little bit more about that. So you indicated something about snow being on the ground and not being able to see the curb, correct?
Yes.
What, if any, sort of other things in addition to that, from a weather perspective, what was the temperature out at that time?
It was very cold. It's cold.
Do you have any estimate as far as to how cold?
25, and it was windy.
And when you say windy, could you expound upon that as far as, like, what kind of wind? Are we talking constant wind, gusts, or something?
I would say gusts to constant.
And fairly strong winds, light winds, what kind of?
Not necessarily strong, light winds, but it was definitely windy.
And during that sort of total time, about 90 minutes or so that you were on scene, was the weather consistent throughout that entire period that you were on scene?
That I recall, yes.
Now, in the area where you first observed Mr. O'Keefe's body on the lawn, after his body was removed by the fire department, what, if anything, did you observe sort of in that general area?
Nothing.
Okay. Now, again, you said that Ms. Reed was brought back to the scene or around Fairview Road at the same time by Ms. Roberts, correct?
Correct.
Do you know where she went from there?
She was transported to Good Samaritan.
Different ambulance than had taken Mr.
Correct. O'Keefe. Different ambulance, yep.
Now, as far as Mr. O'Keefe was concerned, you assisted getting him onto the backboard, is that correct?
Yes.
Did you also assist getting him onto the stretcher?
Yes.
And beyond sort of the visual observations that you made, did you have occasion to, in that process, have any sort of tactile observations? Did you come into contact with Mr. O'Keefe's body at any point?
No.
Beyond what you've already testified to, did you make any other observations at any point of Mr. O'Keefe, his body, or any injuries?
No, I don't recall.
Sir, I'm going to direct your attention up to the screen over here. Ms. Gilman, if you could just put up Exhibit 25 and just sort of pause it as soon as it comes up. So, Officer Mullaney, I'm directing your attention to the screen and what's been marked as Exhibit 25. Generally speaking, what's depicted up on the screen here, is that consistent with what you recall as far as the conditions when you were responding to Fairview Road that morning?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Gilman. If I could ask for Exhibit number 3. Yes. I'm sorry. Exhibit number 9. That's my fault. And Austin, the way you're directing your attention to what's up on the screen has been previously marked as Exhibit number 9. Do you recognize what's depicted in that photograph?
Yes.
Okay. What do you recognize it to be?
That's 34 Fairview.
And that's how it's depicted in that photograph. Is that a relatively fair and accurate portrayal of what you observed at the residence on the morning of January 29, 2022?
Yes.
Okay. And Ms. Gilman, if I could have Exhibit number 18. And again, Officer Mullaney, what's up on the screen? Do you recognize what's depicted in Exhibit 8?
Yes.
And what do you recognize that?
That's 34 Fairview.
That's sort of a different view, is that correct?
Yes.
Now, with regard to the residence, if I'm standing on the street and I'm facing the residence as in the previous photograph, the area of the lawn where you first observed Mr. O'Keefe laying on his back with his face up, would that be to the left of the residence, the right of the residence, or dead center or something else?
Left.
And what, if anything, did you observe sort of in that general area as far as any sort of landmarks or things that were in that area?
A fire hydrant and a flagpole.
And may I approach the witness room?
Yes.
So, sir. On this, I'm going to try not to blind anybody. This is a laser point. If we can push that button there, and
okay.
Officer, if I could ask you, using that laser pointer, directing, if you could direct the jury's attention to where in that photograph, if anywhere, you recall Mr. O'Keefe's body being located when you first
arrived. Right in this area.
Thanks. If I may have one moment, Your Honor?
Yes.
And officer, you can... Thanks. I have no further questions to this witness, Your Honor.
All right, cross-examination.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, officer.
Good morning.
Officer Mullaney, you and I have never met before, correct?
Correct.
We've never spoken about this case?
No.
Is it fair to say that when you were dispatched to 34 Fairview Road on January 29th of 2022, you were a part-time officer at that point?
No, I was full-time.
When did you start at the Canton Police Department?
July 2020.
Did you start as a part-time officer?
I did.
Oh, I see. I misunderstood your testimony. You actually became full-time in August of 2021.
Correct, sir, yes.
All right, so you had been full-time at that point for about 6 months when you received this call, correct?
Yes, sir.
And it's fair to say that you were the junior officer on scene?
Yes, it is.
You had testified that you approached Fairview from the Cedar Crest side, correct?
Yes.
34 Fairview Road is much closer to the Cedar Crest side than it is to the Chapman side, correct?
Correct.
And when you take a left on Cedar Crest to enter Fairview Road, 34 Fairview is the second house on the right. Does that make sense?
From Cedar Crest, yes.
Yes. And you were quickly surmising that whatever action was taking place there was taking place on the front lawn of 34 Fairview, correct?
Yes, sir.
And one of the first things that you saw was there appeared to be a woman giving CPR to somebody on the ground?
Yes.
You didn't know who that woman was at the time, correct?
No, sir.
But you later learned her identity.
Yes, I don't recall which female it was that was given CPR, though.
Okay. So you don't recall that it was Karen Reed who was giving CPR to John O'Keefe?
I don't know who it was.
At some point in time, you came in contact with Karen Reed, correct, while you were on scene?
Not direct contact, but I was on scene when she was there.
I mean, you were there until about 8 a.m., correct?
Yeah. Yes.
And you were dispatched shortly after 6 a.m., correct?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You were there for approximately 2 hours, correct?
Yes.
You were there when Karen Reed was there when you showed up, correct?
Yes.
She left and she came back to the scene, correct?
Yes.
And you were there when she came back, correct?
Yes, sir.
So with regard to your contact with her, she certainly was within eyeshot, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you actually, at some points, were closer to her than you are to me right now, correct?
Yeah.
How close did you get to her?
10 feet.
All right. With the court's permission, I'd like to walk toward you and have you stop me when I'm at the point when you are at your closest to Karen Reed. What, can I do that, Your Honor?
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Right there.
Okay. And when you were this close to her, and you're estimating this to be about 10 feet, correct?
Sure.
When you were this close to her, was there anything blocking your view of her face?
Not that I recall.
All right. You noticed, obviously, that she had blood on her face, correct?
I did not notice that, no.
You didn't notice that she had blood in her hair?
I did not notice that.
You did notice that she was absolutely hysterical?
Yes.
She was completely distraught?
Yes.
She appeared to be in shock?
Yes.
And there was a contrast between that demeanor that you observed with regard to Karen Reed and the demeanor of one of the other women on scene, Jennifer McCabe, was there not?
Can you kind of explain further?
Sure. Karen Reed was screaming, correct?
Yes.
She was yelling, correct?
Yes.
She was hysterical and distraught, correct?
Yes.
Jennifer McCabe was not.
Correct.
And you actually had more contact, direct contact, with Jennifer McCabe that morning, correct?
Yes.
And you spoke to Jennifer McCabe for a good 2 minutes, correct?
Yes, sir.
Face to face?
Yes, sir.
You were closer to Jennifer McCabe than you ever got to Karen Reed, correct?
Yes.
You were able to observe her demeanor?
Yes.
You were able to hear her tone of voice?
Yes.
You were able to hear how loudly she was speaking, correct?
Yes.
You were able to hear how quickly she was speaking?
Yes.
During those 2 minutes that you were face-to-face closer to Jennifer McCabe, she was not screaming, correct?
Correct.
She was not yelling?
Correct.
She was not hysterical?
Correct.
She was not distraught?
Yes.
She was calm?
Correct.
Objection, Your Honor.
I'll allow it, but let's move on.
Jennifer McCabe didn't have any blood on her face, correct?
No.
And you didn't see any blood in Jennifer McCabe's hair, correct?
No.
Now, with regard to what you heard Karen Reed scream that morning, I just want to make sure I get your testimony correct. I believe on direct examination, you stated that she kept repeating two phrases, one being, "Is he dead?" And the second being, "That's my boyfriend," correct?
Yes.
And how many times do you think that she repeated those two phrases?
It's quite a bit, more than 10.
Okay, like almost too many times to count, really.
Yeah, yes, sir.
And each time she said, "Is he dead?" What was her tone of voice?
She was screaming very loudly.
Each time she said, "Is that my boyfriend?" What was her tone of voice?
Same.
And you got there not long after Officer Saraf, correct?
Correct.
In any of the, during the time, let me strike that, during the time that you were on scene and you heard Karen Reed screaming and yelling in this distraught and hysterical manner, you never once heard her say, "I did it," correct?
I did not.
You never once heard her say, "It's my fault," correct?
I did not.
You never once heard her say, "I hit him, I hit him, I hit him," correct?
I did not.
If you had heard any of those statements, you would have recognized that those would have been important to note, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you would have noted those in your police report, obviously, correct?
Yes.
Because you know that when you are drafting a police report, you want to include all the important details, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you want to be precise and accurate, correct?
Yes.
And so you didn't put those statements in your report because you never heard those statements come out of Karen Reed's mouth.
Yes, sir.
Now, while you were on scene, at some point in time, you were asked to participate in a search for evidence on that front lawn, were you not?
I was standing by. I didn't directly search for anything that I recall.
All right. And when you say you were standing by the area where John O'Keefe's body had been, correct?
Yes.
And how close were you to that area?
I was like right off the curb at that point. On the street.
How many feet from the from where the body had been?
10 to 12 feet.
Okay, so maybe about the same distance as when I walked toward you around that distance?
Yeah, yes, sir.
And how much time did you spend around that distance from where John O'Keefe's body had been?
I don't recall.
You were there for 2 hours, correct?
Yes.
So is it fair to say that you were sort of in and around that area multiple times during that 2 hours?
Yes.
Did you ever see anybody put up any crime scene tape at all?
I don't recall that.
You recall other officers sort of searching that area, correct?
Yes.
And while you were near that area, you were certainly paying attention to it, correct?
Yes.
Did you see officers use any equipment to clear some of the snow in that area?
Yes, sir.
What did you see?
There was a leaf blower.
Where did that leaf blower come from?
I don't know.
Who had the leaf blower?
I believe it was Lieutenant Gallagher.
When did Lieutenant Gallagher arrive on scene?
Well, 45 minutes after I did, approximately. I don't recall the exact time.
And how big was that leaf blower?
Not too big.
Was it handheld or was it something that you pushed?
Handheld.
And who used the leaf blower?
Lieutenant Gallagher.
At what area or on what area did he use that leaf blower?
The front lawn.
And would that have been around the area where John O'Keefe's body had been?
Yes.
And you were watching him as he did that, correct?
Yes.
What other officers were in that area sort of watching what was going on or participating in the search for what was going on?
I don't necessarily recall where everybody was, but I believe it would be Sergeant Link and Sergeant Good.
And they were superior officers, correct?
Correct.
And you understood that these brother officers of yours were looking for evidence, right?
Yes.
They were looking for clues about potentially what had happened to John O'Keefe, correct?
Yes.
And you were paying attention, too, as they were doing their work, correct?
Yes.
You were looking for anything that might have been out of place, correct?
Yes.
If there was something large there that didn't appear to, you know, be appropriate for a front lawn, you would have made note of that, correct?
Yes.
And if there was something small there, you would have still made note of that if it didn't appear to belong on a front lawn, correct?
Yes.
At any point in time, either before or after the leaf blower was taken out by Lieutenant Gallagher, did you see 45 pieces of bright red, black, and clear plastic pieces scattered all over the scene?
I did not.
Did you find even or see even one piece of broken plastic?
I did not.
Now, when you came to the scene, John O'Keefe was still lying on the ground, correct?
Yes.
Did you see whether or not there were any blankets on scene?
No.
Did you know that one of the women on scene had a sister who lived in that very house?
I did not.
When you were speaking with Jennifer McCabe, at any point, did you learn whether she had actually gone into that house at all?
Objection.
Sustained.
Did you see Jennifer McCabe approach that house at any point when you were on scene?
No.
Were you alerted at any point by anyone that she went into that house while you were on scene?
No.
Did you ever see Jennifer McCabe come out of that house with blankets or anything else that might comfort John O'Keefe?
No.
What was your state of mind regarding whether there were any first responders in that house?
I wasn't aware of that.
Nobody told you?
No.
You had testified that at one point you saw Karen Reed being escorted into a motor vehicle.
Yes.
And that was one of the women on scene, her motor vehicle?
Yes, it was either that or a cruiser.
All right.
Both kind of the same area.
But you'll agree with me, at no point in time did you see Karen Reed and Jennifer McCabe in a vehicle together?
Not that I recall, no.
And at no point in time did you ever hear Karen Reed ask Jennifer McCabe to Google anything?
No.
I may have a moment, Your Honor.
Yes.
I have no further questions. Thank you, officer. Officer Mullane,
you've been to other scenes in which there is a deceased person on scene, family members or friends around?
Yes.
And of those other scenes, does everybody who's a friend or a family member of the person who is injured or deceased, do they all react the same?
No.
Is every single one of them screaming and yelling different things?
No.
And there were actually three women on scene that morning, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So there was Jennifer McCabe, there was the defendant, Ms. Reed, and there was Kerry Roberts, correct?
Correct.
And did you see any blood on Ms. Roberts' face or hair?
No.
Okay. Was she screaming and yelling things and moving around the scene?
No.
Now, as far as the residents in 34 Fairview Road, did you see anybody go in or come out of that residence during the time that you were on scene?
No.
And as far as any of the other residences on the entire rest of the street, did you see any of the neighbors or anybody else come outside at any point in time?
I did not.
I have nothing further.
One question, if I might.
Okay.
Recross.
Sure.
And I don't mean to be a wise guy, sir, but did any of the other neighbors on the entire street have the body of a dead police officer on their front lawn?
Objection, Your Honor.
All right, so that's sustained. All right. You are all set, sir.
Thank you.
All right, folks, it's 11 o'clock. We'll take our morning recess, 15 minutes.
All right, please. First, close your notebooks. Make sure.
More raw courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed is coming up from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Press subscribe so you don't miss a minute.